愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经就结束了《使徒行传》。
In this week's Bible reading, we read the last chapter of the book of Acts.
使徒行传》里面主要讲两个工人。
The book of Acts mainly talks about two workers.
就是神借着彼得跟借着保罗把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极。
And that is the Lord uses Peter and Paul to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那到二十八章保罗就到了当时的地极，就是罗马，后来就在那里殉道。
And in Acts chapter 28, Paul goes to the end of the earth at that time, which is Rome, and preaches the gospel and is martyred there.
那今天以二十八章为主题为内容，我们来思想事情的终局。
And today, using the book of Acts chapter 28, we will ponder upon the end of the matter.
我们看传道书第七章第八节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8.
传道书第七章第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8.
请读。
Chapter 7, verse 8. The end of a thing is better than its beginning.The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit.
这里说事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Here it says that the end of a thing is better than its beginning.
这个事情可以指着很多。
And this thing can refer to many things.
比方说去参加马拉松赛跑。
For instance, if you go to a marathon.
开始的时候跑得很快，当然这个很好。
In the beginning, if you run very fast, that is a very good thing.
但是能够把它跑到完，这才是最好的。
But what is best is if you can finish the race.
开始跑得很快，但是到半途放弃了，那这个开始也没有什么意义。
If you run very fast in the beginning, but you're unable to finish the race, then it is pointless.
那信仰也是这样。
And our faith is the same.
我们好不容易听到福音来受洗。
We've received the gospel and received baptism.
圣经说天上的使者也为我们高兴。
And the Bible tells us that the angels are joyful for that.
但是能够把道理守到底，这个就是终局。
But to hold on to the truth to the very end, this is the end of a matter.
那就比刚受洗的更好。
And this is better than receiving a baptism in the beginning.
那保罗对他自己的人生他有三个标准来衡量。
And regarding Paul's end of his matter, he uses three ways to measure.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
请读。
Verse 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
第八节。
Verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
这个第七节就是保罗用完成式来描写他的人生。
And verse 7 is what Paul uses to describe the end of his life.
美好的仗我已经打过了，就是说已经结束了。
He says, I have fought the good fight, meaning it is the conclusion.
那当跑的路我也跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
那所信的道我也守住了。
I have kept the faith.
所以在这里他对过去的人生做一个结论。
So here, Paul comes up with a conclusion regarding his life.
那这三件事情做完，他就往前看。
And after he's completed these three things, he looks forward.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
这个公义的冠冕，就是在他死以后，要向神所领受的。
And this crown of righteousness is what he will inherit from the Lord after he dies.
那这个第七节就是我们在演一台戏给世人跟天使观看。
And verse 7 is like we are acting a play to the people in the world and to the angels.
那第八节就是这一台戏演完之后 我们要得到什么。
And verse 8 is what we will receive after we finish this act of play.
所以我们基督徒的人生观跟世界完全不一样。
And so a Christian perspective is completely different from that of the world.
所以有时候我们在参加人的丧礼都是在列举他在世界上有多大的成就。
And so when we attend a funeral, we talk about, people often talk about what great accomplishments they've made in the world.
子孙满堂多出名。
How many descendants they have and how famous they are.
钱赚多少。
And how much money they've earned.
多有成就。
And how much they've accomplished.
这可能都是事实。
And this all might be true.
但是关键是那往前看看到什么。
But the key is, if you look forward, what do you see?
如果从圣经看起来。
From the Bible,
神就是光。
God is light.
有神前面才有光。
And only with God in the front will there be light.
才有希望。
Is there hope?
才有生命。
Is there life?
才有荣耀。
Is there glory?
所以基督徒的人生观是一个带有永恒盼望的人生观。
So the perspective of life of a Christian is one filled with hope.
那用这样的态度来看死亡就不是很可怕的事。
And so with this sort of attitude, if we look at death, then it is no longer very scary.
死亡就是搬家。
Death is just moving.
就从地上搬到天上。
To move from earth to heaven.
也不是很可怕，是好的事。
And it's not something very intimidating, it's a good thing.
但是要搬家以前，神有托付我们的使命要做完。
But before we make this move, God has entrusted us a few missions that we must complete.
所以连主耶稣在约翰十七章他的分离祷告说：“你所托付的，我已经做完了。”
And so in John chapter 17, in Jesus' last prayer, he prayed and said that he had completed all that has been entrusted to him.
成为一个人，神对他有托付。
And as a human, God has entrusted things to us.
马太第一章把一句话讲出来，就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
And Matthew chapter 1 tells us that we need to deliver people from sin.
那这个托付就是在十字架上完成。
And this entrustment was completed on the cross.
那既然完了，主耶稣说，求你使我跟你一起享受荣耀。
And after he said it is finished, he is asked to receive glory with the Lord.
就是创世以来我们同有的荣耀。
And that is, in the beginning of creation, this is the glory that was there.
所以保罗的人生，主耶稣的人看起来如果我们看圣经的古圣徒死得都很凄惨。
And the life of Paul and the life of Jesus or the saints in the Bible, we see that they all died a very sad death.
那保罗到最后是殉道。
And Paul was martyred in the end.
但是在神看起来为义受逼迫是好的。
But in the eyes of God, blessed are those who are persecuted.
这是生命最有价值的表现方法。
And this is the most valuable manifestation of our faith.
我把神给我的生命为着神来舍弃，没有比这样的生活更有意义跟价值。
There is nothing more valuable than giving up our life for the one who has given it to us.
所以我们常常需要思想古圣徒的榜样来提醒我们，调整我们人生的目标跟方向。
So we must often reflect upon the old saints and to adjust our lives accordingly.
好，那这里讲我美好的仗我打过了，他打什么仗？
And here he says, I have fought the good fight. What kind of fight did he fight?
我们看第四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
前书四章十二节，提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity.
六章十二节前书六章十二。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
这里说为真道打那美好的仗。
Here says, fight the good fight of faith.
这个所谓真道打美好的仗，就是传福音。
And this good fight of faith is preaching the gospel.
那为什么是打仗？
And why is this a battle?
因为这个战场就是人的心。
Because this battle is the heart of men.
因为人的心都被魔鬼所把持。
Because the heart of men has been taken a hold by Satan.
那要把人的心把它夺回来，让他来顺服主耶稣。
And we need to take these hearts of these men to return to the Lord.
这样叫做打战。
And this is fighting a fight.
所以保罗从归主以后过了不多久，就是一直在打那一场战。
And after Paul believed in the Lord, he kept on fighting this battle.
三次的宣道旅途把福音传遍当时的亚细亚跟欧洲。
And in his three missionary journeys, he preached the gospel to Asia and Europe at that time.
神给他的托付他做完了。
And he completed what the Lord had entrusted him.
那第二个说，那当跑的路我跑尽了。
And he also says that he has finished the race.
那个路是什么？
And what is this race?
我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20.Verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这里说我不以性命为念。
Here he says, I count my life, nor do I count my life dear to myself.
所以保罗对神很忠心啊。
And so Paul was a very faithful worker of the Lord.
只要行完我的路程。
As long as he finished his race.
这个是什么路程？
What is this race?
就是服侍主的路程。
This is a race or a journey of serving the Lord.
他要把它走完。
He needs to complete it and finish it.
那这个要走完要付代价。
And in order to finish, he must pay a price.
那在哥林多后书有提到他的生活相当受苦。
And in 2 Corinthians, it mentions how many sufferings he went through.
被下监，被打，被丢石头。
He went to prison. He was stoned at.
如果比起保罗为主耶稣受的苦，我们今天信耶稣实在是没有受什么苦。
And compared to the suffering that Paul went through, the suffering that we go through today is counted as nothing.
那最后一个就是如果生命能够赔上去，我也甘心了。
And the last thing is that he is willing to sacrifice his own life.
因为这样来成全神托付我的，要我走的路，这样我也愿意。
Because I am willing to complete the what the Lord has entrusted to me.
所以我们看保罗的人生就是他目标前面只看到一个，就是主耶稣。
So if you look at the life of Paul, what is ahead of him is only the Lord Jesus.
这个就是他人生的目标。
And this is the goal of his life.
那最后就是所信的道我守住了。
And the last thing is I have kept the faith.
他为什么被下监？
Why was he thrown into prison?
到最后还是因为所信的道理。
It was because of what he believed in.
他忠心到底守住了。
He was faithful till the very end, and he kept hold of his faith.
所以保罗到使徒行传二十八章的时候
，And so Paul in Acts chapter 28.
我们就可以看到他已经到人生的终局，生命的终局。
We can see that he is at the end of his life.
这是好的，因为他确实在神面前可以很平安的有所交代。
And this is a good thing because in front of the Lord, he may have peace and he can be accountable to the Lord.
好，我们现在看到二十八章。
Now let us look at chapter 28.
好，使徒行传二十八章。
Acts chapter 28.
在二十七章，我们可以看到保罗到罗马的路程当中遇到很大风浪的危险。
And in chapter 27, we see that on his journey to Rome, Paul encountered a great storm.
连生命都保不住。
And he almost could not hold on to his life.
大家都很害怕。
And everyone was very afraid.
那保罗就安慰他们放心。
And Paul told them, do not be afraid.
因为神的使者安慰他。
Because the angel of the Lord had comforted him.
就是说他不会死。
Telling them that he would not die.
那到二十八章。
And in chapter 28,
保罗就来到一个岛，第一节叫做米利大岛。
Paul came to an island called Malta.
结果在取火的时候，有一条蛇咬住他。
And while they were kindling a fire, a viper came and bit him.
但是呢，他把这条蛇把它甩在火里面。
A viper fastened on his hand, and then he cast it into the fire.
那当地的土人想说，这个人一定做很大的恶事。
And so when the natives saw the creature, they thought that he had done something very bad.
你看，他风浪这么大虽然没有死，现在又被毒蛇咬了，一定是非常大的恶人。
Although he did not die in a great storm, but look, the viper is on him now. He must be a very evil man.
过了一段时间呢，他看见他没有什么事情。
But then afterwards, they saw that nothing had happened to him.
就转过来说他是神。
And then they said that he was a god.
那从这件事情我们就知道，保罗在腓立比书讲得很清楚。
From this matter, we see that Paul in Philippians he said very clearly.
他在监牢里面。
He was in jail.
但是他知道他不会死。
But he knew that he would not die.
虽然死是好的无比，但是他知道他不会死。
Even though death was better, he knew that he would not die at that moment.
因为神有工作要叫他做。
Because the Lord had work for him to do.
让众信徒的信仰又长进又喜乐。
To let all of the believers to continue growing in their faith.
所以从这里我们就知道，如果神托付我们的还没有做完，你不论遇到什么事情，就是不会死。
So we see here, if the Lord has entrusted us something and we have not completed it yet, then no matter what we encounter, we will not die.
遇到车祸，遇到重病，遇到什么都不会死的。
No matter if we encounter a car accident or a very serious illness, we will not die.
因为生命是神掌握的。
Because life is in the hands of God.
当神的工具还没有完成他的托付的时候，不会死。
Before the worker of God has completed his work, he will not die.
所以在二十八章里面，我们看到毒蛇咬，风浪吹，保罗都还活着。
And so in chapter 28, we see that even though the viper bit him and that he went through a great storm, he was still alive.
因为神的旨意是要他到罗马为神来做见证。
Because the Lord's will was for him to go to Rome to testify for him.
所以虽然遇到这个困难，他也没有什么危险。
So even though he encountered such great difficulties, he was not in danger.
那在二十八章里面，我们也看到，神与他同在。
And in chapter 28, we also see that the Lord abides with him.
所以他所到的地方，那里的人都接待他。
And so the places that he goes, everyone is very hospitable towards him.
我们现在回来看二十八章的第八节。
Let's look at chapter 28, verse 8.
第七节。
Verse 7. In that region, there was an estate of the leading citizen of that land, of that island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days.
这个地方说那个布百岛长百布留就接待他。
Here it says that there was an essay of the leading citizen of the island who entertained them.
然后他的父亲患了热病，立即保罗为他祷告，就好了。
And his father lay sick of a fever, and Paul prayed for him, and he was healed.
所以他到那个岛上去病的人为他们祷告，他们都好了。
And so, those who were sick on the island, he prayed for them, and they were healed.
所以我们就从这里可以看出来保罗。走到那个地方，把神的恩典带到那个地方去。
So from here we can see that wherever Paul went, he brought the blessings of the Lord with him.
因此保罗在他的书信里面讲我如果再到你们那里去，我要把基督丰盛的恩典带到那个地方去。
Therefore, in Paul's epistle, he said that no matter where he goes, he will bring the abundant grace of the Lord with him.
这是一个何等宝贵的这一个讯息。
And this is such a precious message.
我们所带到的地方，我们能够带给那个地方什么好处？
Wherever we go, what kind of good things or benefits can we bring to that place?
有时候我们常常想，真的，我们是人，我们没有办法做什么。
And oftentimes we think we're just humans. There's really nothing we can do.
但是当我们有神跟我们同在的时候，
But when we have the abundance of God with us,
我们竟然能够把神的恩典带给别人。
We will be able to bring the grace of the Lord to others.
那神的恩典怎么带给别人？
And how do we bring these blessings to others?
就是我们把福音带给他。
That is, we take the gospel or preach that to them.
主耶稣来世界上充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
And when Jesus came, he was full of abundance of grace and truth.
那一个人生活很痛苦，常常是因为他没有神的恩典。
And oftentimes when people go through sufferings, it is often because they do not have the grace of God with them.
有时候常常是因为他不懂得道理。
And oftentimes it is because they don't understand the truth.
更根本的原因是因为他跟神没有建立关系。
And actually the root cause is because they have not established a relationship with God.
所以如果我们到哪个地方能够介绍福音给他，为他祷告，让他能够得圣灵。
So no matter where we go, if we can preach the gospel to them and pray for them,
那帮他建立信仰。
And to establish their faith.
我们就可以看到这一个人从那一天开始，他就开始得神的恩典。
We can see that from that day forward, they have the grace of God abiding with them.
那就是我们把神的恩典带给他。
And that is to take the grace and blessings of God to them.
我说有一首赞美诗说，我们是一个让人得恩典的管道。
And so a hymn tells us that we are a channel of blessing.
这确实是对的。
And this is indeed true.
那要做把恩典带给别人，神的恩典带给别人的管道，有两个条件。
And in order to be a channel of blessing to others, there are two criteria.
因为是一个管道嘛，好像一个水管，第一边要接到神那里。
Because it is a channel of blessing, the first part must be connected to God.
那第二边要接到人那里。
And the second side must be connected to men.
那这个两边都接上去了，我们就变成神用的一个管道。
And if both of these are connected, then we become a channel of blessing.
那要接到神那里，就是要跟神的关系好。
And in order to be connected to God, we must have a good relationship with our Lord.
如果我们没有接到神那里，
if we are not connected to the Lord,
你到处接到人那里，他们没有什么感觉。
And no matter who we connect to, then they will not feel anything.
并没有因为我们去他认识神，也没有因为我们去他得到神的恩典。
Is not because they will not know God or receive blessings because of us.
所以第一个，我们要先跟神建立关系。
So first, we must establish a relationship with God.
借着神的道，借着神的灵，借着神的爱。
Through His word, through His love, through His spirit.
那第二个要跟别人建立关系。
And second, we need to establish relationships with others.
要跟别人建立关系，就要牺牲了。
And in order to establish these relationships, we must sacrifice.
如果保罗只躲在象牙塔上，耶路撒冷，那其他人怎么有办法把神的恩典带给他们？
If Paul only stayed at Jerusalem, how could he bring blessings to others?
但是当他要出来，
But when he left,
要骑马，要坐船，
he went on the ship.
是相当辛苦。
It was not an easy thing to do.
那主耶稣也是走遍各城各乡。
And Jesus walked through many places.
走遍啊，这夏天是何等的热。
And during the summer it's very, very hot.
冬天是何等的冷。
And the winter was extremely cold.
所以要跟人连上关系，需要牺牲。
And so in order to connect with men, we must sacrifice.
那这种牺牲就是主的爱在我们心里的显现。
And this sacrifice is a manifestation of the Lord's love in our hearts.
那能够跟神跟人又接上去我就能够让很多人得神恩典。
And if we connect to God and connect to men, then we can be a channel of blessing to many people.
所以保罗，我们看他所到的地方，神的恩典就到了那个地方。
And so we see that no matter where Paul went, he became a blessing to others.
这个确实是我们值得思想效法的一个榜样。
And this is truly something we should reflect upon and imitate.
有时候神把我们借着工作，借着居住的环境，借着我们小孩子的活动，带我们到很多不同的地方。
Sometimes through our work or through our children's extracurricular activities, he brings us to many places.
有时候神就是借着这样要我们跟人建立关系，把神的恩典带给他们。
And oftentimes it is through this that God wants us to be a channel of blessing to others.
而不是说只有这一件事情本身而已，没有什么其他的意义。
And it's not just something without significance.
我们在南美有一对夫妻，在80年代被派到那个地方公司派去，他就觉得很孤单，就是这样而已，一直觉得这个信仰很难持守。
In South America, there was a couple that went there in the 80s, and they felt very lonely at that time.
过两年又公司又把他调回去。
And after 2 years, the company told them to go back to their original country.
90年代又被派到那里去。
And then in the 90s, they were sent there again by their company.
这对夫妻就想，我们去那里一定有一个目的。
And so this couple thought, there must be a reason why we are here.
他就带很多的录音带。
So they brought a lot of videotapes.
每个礼拜六自己这么夫妻两个去聚会守安息日。
And so this couple every Saturday would observe the Sabbath together.
那渐渐人多了以后，他就很熟悉很多人。
And after there were many people, they became familiar with these people.
就一个一个打电话，说礼拜六你要不要跟到我们家来聚会。
And they called them one by one and invited them to their house to observe the Sabbath.
真的，他有这样做的心，神就悦纳。
And they had this heart and the Lord was pleased with it.
有好几个，十几个，就跟他一起听录音带，然后听完跪下来祷告，也没有人按手就得圣灵。
And more than 10 people went and they all kneeled down and prayed and they received the Holy Spirit.
真的，神派我们到哪个地方，从神来看都是有使命。
And truly, no matter where God sends us, there is a mission for us to complete.
只是我们有没有了解神要我做什么？
But do we truly understand what it is that the Lord wants us to do?
我们有没有愿做的心？
And do we have a willing heart?
如果有，我们跟神连上关系，我们就变成别人得恩典的管道。
And if we do and we are connected to God, then we become a channel of blessing to others.
那我们的存在就变成很有价值，很有意义。
And then our existence is full of value.
所以有的人到学校，他就说学校就是读学位的地方。
And so some people when they go to church, they say that it's just somewhere I go to receive a degree.
那这样就是真的学校完了就结束了。
Then truly after you go to school, then it ends there.
但是有的人觉得说我到学校去是一定有神要我做的工。
But some people think that when I go to school, there must be something that the Lord wants me to do.
几年不但得到一个学位，带领好几个来信主。
And in a few years, not only do they receive a degree, but also they allow others to believe in the Lord.
因为他了解神放我在那个地方要做什么。
Because they truly understand the purpose behind why the Lord put them in their situation.
要借着我让别人成为让别人得恩典的管道。
And through me, I can become a channel of blessing to others.
这是保罗，我们可以看到，他不论遇到什么危险，他到那个地方都是让人得恩典。
We see that no matter where Paul went, he allowed others to receive the blessings and grace of God.
好，我们再回来看28章。
Let's look back at chapter 28.
28章的15节。
Acts chapter 28, verse 15. And from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and 3 inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage.
这个地方保罗来到那个过了从那个地方要出行在13节说到了布丢利那个地方。
And so Paul here reached Regium.
那14节说遇见几个弟兄。
And verse 14 says that they found a few brethren.
他就请他们同住7天。
And he invited them to stay with them 7 days.
那以后才到罗马。
And then they went toward Rome.
然后到15节的下半。
And in the latter half of verse 15.
说那个地方的人都迎接我们，保罗见了他们，感谢神，放心壮胆。
So they came to meet us, and when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage.
其实这个地方的人也是第一次看到保罗。
And actually, the people here they met Paul for the first time.
他也不是亲戚，也不是朋友。
They're not relatives, nor are they friends.
但是就是因为在神的国里面。
But because they're in the kingdom of God.
有相同的信仰。
And they have the same faith.
得到相同的圣灵。
And they have the same Holy Spirit.
都在活在神的爱里面。
They all live in the love of God.
忽然间就变成一家人。
And they become one family.
这是非常奇妙的。
And this is very miraculous.
全世界都能够成为一家人。
The whole world can become one family.
如果我们都在神的国里面。
If we are all in the kingdom of God.
真的，我们真耶稣教会非常的特别。
And And truly, the True Jesus Church is very special and unique.
非洲的丛林里面,
in Africa,
江果里面,
in the jungles of Africa,
你看到一个真耶稣教会,
we see the sign True Jesus Church.
我们跪进去跪下去祷告，他也说方言，我们都说方言，祷告起来就觉得一家人。
We kneel down and pray together with them. We speak in tongues, they speak in tongues, and after we pray together, we feel like we are one family.
肤色不一样,
we have different skin colors,
文化不一样,
different cultures,
生活不一样,
different lifestyles.
但在主里面却是一家人,
but in Christ, we are one family.
所以我们这个教会真的很特别, 你看像我现在, 越来从不同地方的人, 神都拣选, 当他们归入主的名下。
So our church is very unique. The Lord has chosen all kinds of people to become His own.
那在主的道里面、灵里面、爱里面，我们就觉得都是很亲的。
And in the Lord's love, His truth, and His Spirit, we are all very close.
因为神的爱就是不分，我们看加拉太书。
Because the Lord's love is, He shows no favor. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
28节.
Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个地方说不分犹太人、希腊人、种族了，不分种族。
Here it says that there is no difference in race.
不分自主为奴的社会的这个阶级。
There is neither slave nor free. There is no difference in the status in society.
不分性别,
there is no difference in gender.
在基督里都成了一样,
for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以在神的爱里面, 没有说哪个种族比哪个优越, 没有这一回事。
And so in the Lord's love, there is not one race that is superior to others.
在神的爱里面, 没有说哪一个比哪一个高, 都一样。
And in the love of God, there is not one that is higher than another.
最高的人就是谦卑向主耶稣服侍的。And
the highest person is one who is humble and serves like the Lord Jesus.
在神的爱里面没有说这个比那个荣耀。In
the love of God, there is not one who is more glorious.
最荣耀的人就是能够反映神的形象的人。The
most glorious person is one who can reflect the image of Christ.
所以我们进到教会里面，需要在神的道理里面来改造我们的想法。
So when we enter into the church, we must use the truth to change our perspective.
要被神的爱充满，来彼此接纳。
We must be filled with the love of God to accept one another.
让我们的教会成为一个大家庭。
So that our church may be one big family.
所以保罗到 陌生的地方就得到安慰，就跟他们一起住。
And so Paul, he was comforted.
好，我们再看28章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 28.
那28章16节以后，保罗就进到罗马城。
After verse 16, Paul enters into Rome.
那保罗进到罗马城做什么？
And why did Paul enter into the city of Rome?
就是要来辩护他所信的道。
That is to stand up for the faith which he believes.
他不是为着个人来做什么事情。
He does not do anything for himself.
他是为着来辩明他所信的道。
It is to justify the truth and the gospel which he believes in.
我们看28章的21节。
Let's look at chapter 28, verse 21. 21, then they said to him, We neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came reported or spoken any evil of you.
好，到看22节。
Verse 22, but we desire to hear from you what you think, for concerning the sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere.
连这些人也告诉他，这个教门我们晓得是到处被毁谤的。
And even these people say, for concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere.
那我们看19节。
Let's look at verse 19. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation.
这里说我并不是有什么事要控告我本国的百姓。
Here Paul says that I had not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation.
所以保罗到罗马，他不是为他自己啊。
So Paul went to Rome not for himself.
他做什么？
And why did he go there?
要来辩明他所传的道理。
To stand up for the truth and the gospel which he believed in.
不是为着他自己的利益。
Not for his own gain.
他主要是为着神的国。
It was mainly for the kingdom of God.
那从二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23,
保罗就开始对他们来证明神的国的道。
Paul started to testify of the kingdom of God.
我请读二十三节。
Verse 23, So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening.
24节。
Verse 24, And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved.
这里地方保罗从早到晚对他们讲论证明神的国。
Here, Paul spoke from day to night, testifying of the kingdom of God.
但是他这样讲到最后是有的信，有的不信。
And after he spoke, some believed and some disbelieved.
所以他们中间就彼此不和就散了。
And so they did not get along, and so they split apart.
所以保罗把这个纯正的福音带到罗马。
And so Paul brought the pure gospel to Rome.
让人有机会听到这个福音。
To allow others the opportunity to listen to the gospel.
但是并不是每一个人听到都信。
But not everyone who believed, who listened to it believed.
有的就信，有的就不信。
Some are persuaded, some disbelieved.
那因为信跟不信的这个道理观念不一样，就合不起来，就散掉了。
And because some believed and some disbelieved, they did not get along and they split apart.
所以今天这个对我们来讲也是事实。
And so today this is also a truth.
我们所信的道。
The gospel and the truth.
是神所启示的。
That we believe is given to us by God.
那有时候我们会觉得说，这教门是到处被毁谤的。
And we may feel that a lot of people speak against it everywhere.
所以我们才有听到慕道朋友要来慕道以前，去网络一看，哎，都是很多负面的评论。
And so we hear many truth seekers when they go on the website or in Google our church, they see many negative things.
那想要到教会来，他周围的人都不要去，那个教会不要去。
And when they want to come to church, the people around them say, "Oh, don't go."
但是感谢神他就是很意志很坚强，我一定要去看看。
But thank God they are very firm and they want to come and see.
是不是真的像网络这样讲？是不是真的像你们这样讲？
Is it really like what it says online?
来到教会就体验圣灵。
And when they come to the church, they experience the Holy Spirit.
那跟我们查考越久，会发现每一个都是从圣经出来的。
And after they study the truth with us, they see that everything is according to the Bible.
又从圣经出来，又有圣灵的降临。
It is according to the Bible, and there is the Holy Spirit.
你要去哪里找？
Where are you going to find this?
今天在哪个教会完全照圣经来？
What church or what denomination do you see today that is completely follows the Bible?
然后祷告又有圣灵。
When you pray, you also have the Holy Spirit.
差不多是没有。
There is basically none.
但是这样的体验讲给人听，也是有的信，有的不信。
And when we talk about our experiences to others, some may believe and some may disbelieve.
所以人会信主当然需要机会但是还是需要神的怜悯。
And so in order for people to believe, not only requires opportunity, but also God's mercy.
所以26节，请。
Verse 26, saying, Go to this people and say, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. 27. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn.
其实 so that I should heal them. 以赛亚书已经预言了。
So Isaiah had already prophesied.
所有的听是听不明白，看是看不晓得。
That some will hear and shall not understand, see and not perceive.
为什么？
Why?
我们现在来看马太福音11章。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
请读。
Verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes.
这里讲像聪明通达就隐藏，像婴孩就显露。
It says that it's hidden from the wise and revealed to the babes.
可见呢，如果人谦卑神就显露他就听得懂，他就会信。
And truly, if people are humble, then God will reveal the truth to them.
这就是关键了，不在乎人多聪明。
And this is the key element. Does not matter how smart a person is.
在乎人是不是有单纯谦卑的心，那神就开他的心，他就听得懂。
What is important is whether a person has a humble heart, then God will open their hearts to receive the message.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
281首。
Please be seated.
我们还有两个月灵恩布道会。
There are still 2 months till our ESSC.
我们大家一起来做让人得福气的管道。
Let us all become a channel of blessing to others.
第一个就是要跟神连接。
First, we must be connected to God.
花时间来祷告。
To spend time to pray.
第二个要跟人连接。
And then second, we must be linked to men.
下一点功夫花时间来接触人，跟他分享福音。
To spend time to preach others and to share the gospel with them.
那其他的都是神的工作。
And then the rest is the work of God.
所以我们最后来祷告为灵恩布道会来祈祷。
So lastly, let us pray for our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
也为一些朋友祷告，让他们的信仰能够有体验。
And let us pray for our friends so that they may experience God.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together in one accord.